morning that I would be bringing the lesson for this evening. Maybe that was on purpose. Good to have everybody out here this evening. My duty as a servant to the master is the title of my lesson for this evening. The article that Lynn had in the helper today, the first article, I believe it was a good lead for this lesson. Please read that article, because it's going to be right along the lines of what I am going to be talking about this evening. We need, as servants, to be ready and watch. Turning over to Matthew 24, and I'm going to be going through this rather quickly this evening. Matthew 24 and verse 42. Jesus is talking about the time of which they had asked questions. There had been a couple of questions at the beginning of this concerning the destruction of Jerusalem and the ends of time. And he says in verse 42, he says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." And we need to be prepared as servants of the Master to be ready at any time. We need to watch. We need to be prepared. We need to be on the alert, as the New American Standard says for this same verse in Matthew 24. Be on the alert. Watch. We need to be counted worthy, going over to Luke 21. Luke 21 and verse 36. Beginning in verse 34, it says, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore," verse 34, "and pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of God." And really, that is what I want to focus in on. If we stand before God in judgment, how am I going to be standing there? Am I going to be prepared with faith that I have gone through this life? Am I going to be able to say that I have done the will of the Father? Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father." Are we going to be ready to say that? If we turn over to Matthew 25, at the scene of the judgment, Jesus talks about the things that we did for the king. The king will say to those, verse 34, on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the earth." And then he goes through, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." And then the righteous are going to ask, "When did we do all of that to you?" And he says in verse 40, "And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.'" Lynn has had several lessons on this in recent past. And we need to continue to remember is as we serve one another, as we serve God, we are doing what God expects of us. We need to serve one another. When I stand there, it is my duty as a servant. In Luke 17, beginning in verse 7. In Luke 17, beginning in verse 7, "And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and sit down to eat'? But will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink'? Does he thank the servant, that servant, because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do.'" But we cannot take any credit at all in what we do, because it is our duty as servants to serve the Master. So, it is my duty. When I come to Bible study on Sunday or Wednesday night, I show up. Yeah, I'm here. I did fine. Well, was I prepared? Was I ready to participate in that Bible study? Did I have my workbook done? Was I really ready? Yeah, I showed up. Attendance, yes. I showed up. Well, we're all here tonight. I think everybody that's here tonight, almost everybody, was here this morning. We showed up. But did I participate? When we partake of the Lord's Supper. Yeah, I partook of the Lord's Supper. What did I do when I partook of the Lord's Supper? Did I really remember the sacrifice? I ask these questions because we really have to give an answer for all the things that we do while we are here. And it's not just here in this building, but I'm bringing these things up for a reason tonight. Did I have communion with one another? Did I share with one another in thinking about this great sacrifice and partaking of the supper? Singing. Sure, I sang. Hopefully we are all singing. Did I praise God? Did I speak to one another? Did I teach and admonish one another? These are all things that we can find. You know, what I'm stating here is not my own thing. These are coming from verses. I could have applied a verse for each one of these. And any of the things that I'm mentioning here come from verses in the Scripture, what God expects of us as servants of the Master. What about during prayer? A while ago, we led in prayer by Jerry. Appreciate the prayer. I listened. Did I really participate? Was I prepared to lead if I'm on the schedule and I am the one that's ready to lead? Am I prepared for that? Did I think about what was said? And did I at least in my mind say amen to what was said? I mean, we can talk about that. I believe it's in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16. We need to be prepared for the amen. We need to be participating in each and every point of the service. What about the preaching? What are you doing right now? Hopefully you're listening to me. Hopefully we listen this morning. Hopefully I listen each time. But was I really attentive? You know, I can listen to Mary, but she will tell you I don't always catch what she's saying. I might think I'm listening, but was I really attentive to what was being said? Did I verify, like the Bereans in Acts, Acts the 17th chapter and verse 11. Do I verify the truth that is being taught? If the truth is being taught. So what am I doing while I'm here? What about giving? Did each of us give? You know, that's one of the things that I feel that I have neglected in telling what we are doing now with the giving. And most of you know that we set the baskets at the back and you just put your giving in as you come in. We don't pass it around like we used to. It's there. It's ready to be. So I gave, yes. But was I prepared for that giving? Did I do it from my heart? Did I first give myself to the Lord? You know, we can look at this, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2, about giving. I can also see in 2 Corinthians 8:5 that Paul was commending those, I believe it's the Macedonians, who gave themselves first to the Lord when they gave. So what I'm saying here in all of this, I forgot to put the blank one on at the end. What I'm trying to say here in all of these things that we have gone through, are we prepared? Are we really going to be standing before God, being able to say that I have been doing what I need to do? It is my duty. I can't brag about anything here. I can't earn it. But I need to do it. I'm a servant. I have a master. I have a Lord. I don't have some buddy and friend and daddy or whatever else might be. I have a almighty God that I serve. And that's what we need to do. So, the reason I'm bringing this up, are you helping as much as you can? And I'm going to point for a little bit here at the men. Are you leading in all things that you can? Are you teaching if you're able? And I'm not talking about excuses here. I'm talking about reasons that you wouldn't be able to do something. When it comes to reading scriptures or leading at the Lord's Supper or helping with the Lord's Supper or helping count the giving, or helping in leading singing, or helping in reading scriptures, all of these things. Think about these things. Am I able to do it? Lynn made mention a couple of weeks ago. If I have the ability, I have the opportunity, I have the responsibility. And so, think about what you're doing. And think about if you are giving yourself as a servant to the Lord and doing your duty. I was wondering if I was going to be able to get done in 15 minutes. I did it. Think about these things. Think if we are serving as we should. I haven't mentioned anything about becoming a Christian tonight. Most everyone here is a Christian. In fact, I'm looking around and I'm not sure that there may not be anyone here who's not a Christian, except for a very young man. Everybody is here. We serve God, and we need to serve God. And we need to be prepared in all things. Do you need to respond to the invitation tonight? It's available. It's not just available at this time. It can be done at any time. But at this time, we offer it. And if you are a Christian and you need to change your ways and repent of things that you have done, please do so. We offer that at this time, as we stand and sing.